Host Michael Cohen with the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And we're back. Michael Cohen, producer James Platy on the board. 6:46 on a Wednesday evening. While almost all states with a medical marijuana law include glaucoma as a qualifying medical condition, one state lawmaker here says it doesn't help and shouldn't be included. That's State Senator Rick Jones, who joins me now to explain. Senator Jones, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Good evening.
You know, some might wonder why a state lawmaker wants to fiddle with the medical marijuana medical conditions. And when we're talking about glaucoma, aren't we really talking about seniors? And, you know, if they think it helps them, why should we interfere?
Well, absolutely not. I mean, glaucoma can strike people of any age. But I didn't cook this up on my own. The doctors of ophthalmology, their association, came to me and begged me to put the bill in. In addition, they had backing them, the Optometrist Association, the Michigan Medical Society, American Medical Society, University of Michigan, eye doctors, everybody said, you've got to do something. The reason is, it does not work. And so people that have glaucoma, they could be treated with eye drops, with various other treatments that actually work, and they are seeing people stop their treatment and go to marijuana because they think it's going to help, and they're going blind. What a horrible tragedy that because of media and other, you know, nonsense that you see in some of these comedy shows, people joking about, well, I got glaucoma, I'm going to go smoke my marijuana, and it doesn't work.
Well, what if a patient feels that it helps? I mean, it is clear that some medications may be more effective in helping glaucoma, but there is clear evidence also that using marijuana does reduce some of the pressure within the eye, the interocular pressure, as it's called. What if it's something that helps with, you know, with the medicine they're taking? Why should we bar them from taking medical marijuana if patients think it's part of their treatment that works?
Well, because it doesn't work. And I had scientists from the University of Michigan and all different groups coming in and testifying. It absolutely does not work. Now, temporarily, for a couple, 2-3 hours, it will work. But you literally could smoke marijuana every 3 hours, 24 hours a day, and you will go blind. And they actually have cases. They brought in case studies of people they were treating that stopped their eye drops, stopped their other treatments, went to marijuana, and went blind. And what a horrible tragedy that we would have this in our state law and you know, something that simply doesn't work.
But then why do we have over a dozen states that have glaucoma listed there? I mean, are you saying that all these other states are wrong and we've found the truth here in Michigan?
I'm not saying it. The experts are saying it. The scientists, the people that understand eyes and how to save eyesight. And why do they have, well, you know, why do we have it here? It was put on by a ballot initiative by a group that simply wants to legalize marijuana. It was purposely written very gray and convoluted, and anybody, any 18-year-old can go on and get a medical marijuana card in this state. All they have to do is claim pain or other problems, and they're given a card. It's been well proven. So, you know, nobody is going to lose their card, but they want glaucoma taken out of Michigan law. They want to send a strong message for shows like yours. And let everybody know out there, it isn't working. So don't lose your eyesight because of something that's total fiction.
I'm talking to State Senator Rick Jones. I do want to ask you, what is your general view on the use of medical marijuana for medical conditions, that even on unspecified ones like pain? Do you view it as a legitimate and worthy medicine?
You know, I personally don't care if a senior citizen is in great intense pain or receiving cancer treatment in the last stages of their life. I personally don't care if they have medical marijuana. However, the law was written by a group that simply wants to legalize it, so it was purposely written very gray and convoluted. And what we have now are 130,000 people with cards, and many of them are in their 20s, and they truly don't need the marijuana. They're using it for recreational uses, and I think that's a tragedy because that's really not what people thought they were voting for.
Well, in your mind, what is the underlying tragedy of people, even young people, using marijuana recreationally?
Well, the tragedy is it makes them less likely to succeed in life, whether it be in school or in employment. And I grew up in the 60s. I personally saw A students become D students. I personally saw people that were employed become unemployed. It simply is not a good drug in our society.
It looks like we probably are going to have a ballot proposal on the November ballot to simply legalize marijuana in Michigan. Proponents say that it's time to stop wasting valuable law enforcement resources on marijuana-related arrests and prosecutions. Do you agree with that? That it, at the very least, marijuana should be decriminalized, so we're not prosecuting people over this drug?
Well, in the first place, we simply can't do it, and they know better. Federal law does not allow it, and unless the federal law is changed, we as a state don't have any right. I have personally talked with federal officials that said, we're not going to come in and go after somebody who's a registered patient growing 12 plants. We're not going to come in and go after a small-time caregiver. But once somebody starts growing it commercially, you know, the 100 plants and up, they're going to come in and shut them down. And so for this to go on the ballot is really nonsense. They know it. Federal law has to change before anything else happens.
I see. So in terms of the state reaction, you don't anticipate that the state lawmakers would take any action to try to reverse or complicate that legalization? You'd just step aside and let the feds take care of it?
Well, I think that state lawmakers are going to continue to try to put some controls in the current medical marijuana law in Michigan. I constantly have complaints from people from all walks of life that crime is going up in their neighborhood, their neighbors are growing marijuana, they're selling it out their back door. All kinds of problems are coming from this. This was not anticipated. You know, time after time I hear from people that say, when I voted for this, I thought this was for grandma and grandpa. I thought they could go to a pharmacy, get a prescription, and take it home and use it. I had no idea that the city of Lansing would have 48 dispensaries. And I can tell you, from personally viewing what was going on, they were just simply feeding college students. It was a profitable situation. And I'm happy that the appeals court shut the dispensaries down.
Do you yourself know anyone personally who uses medical marijuana?
I know a very few people that do. That claim they have a different pain. I've got to be very honest. I don't know of anybody in their last stages of cancer or extreme pain that are using it that I would consider legitimate.
And just a minute or two left, I did want to mention your involvement in the this registry that you want to set up for those who have, been convicted of abusing animals and so on. Do you see that registry coming into effect, and what kind of an impact do you think that will have? And it certainly wouldn't be nearly as stigmatizing, I can't imagine, as the sex offender registry.
Well, certainly I think there should at least be a registry for law enforcement to view. Whether or not it's open to the public, that's open to debate. But it has been scientifically proven that people that torture dogs and cats many times switch to people and become serial killers. And some of the most infamous killers in our history, like Jeffrey Dahmer and Henry Lee Lucas, they tortured animals. And it's a sick perversion. I do think that Representative Harvey Santana from Detroit came up with the idea. And I was asked, what do I think? And I can tell you, as a former law enforcement official, I think they should be on a registry.
Are you saying then it would be a matter of tracking them as potentially harmful to other humans, or would we want to avoid them from owning pets in the future?
Well, certainly somebody that tortures animals shouldn't own pets, but I think the main reason for a registry is if you have a series of crimes in an area, Obviously, somebody that tortures animals or has been convicted of abusing animals, it would certainly be somebody that would be suspect.
Interesting stuff. State Senator Rick Jones of Grand Ledge. Senator Jones, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Thank you.
And